Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 4th, 2026. Trinity, we are looking at a set of metrics today that present a rather interesting dichotomy, a low liquidity day overall, yet significant signals from the largest network actors.
Neo, it's great to be back. That dichotomy is exactly what caught my eye. The raw numbers suggest the network took a slight breather, yet when we peel back the layers, especially around fees and the composition of transactions, things get fascinatingly complex.
Let's start with raw throughput, which saw a considerable cooling off. Yesterday, we handled nearly 375,000 ZEC transferred. Today, that figure stands at roughly 223,000 ZEC. That's a roughly 40% reduction in circulating volume transferred, equating to a $70 million drop in USD value moved. This usually signals either a weekend slowdown or a temporary pause in major institutional arbitrage.
A significant liquidity shift, then. But the drop in total ZEC transferred doesn't seem to have scared away the biggest players, correct? Because when we look at the transaction category counts, whale activity seems almost aggressively stable.
Precisely. This is the anomaly we need to dissect. While the overall transaction count remained nearly static, around 5,800 total, the count of transactions categorized as whale actually ticked up slightly, moving from 951 yesterday to 957 today. More importantly, the large transaction category saw a notable increase, climbing from 592 to 658. This tells us that while the network moved less total value, the concentration of activity among high-value senders, entities moving thousands of ZEC, actually intensified. We are observing high engagement from large entities, but their average transaction size must have decreased significantly to account for the major drop in total volume.
So fewer massive nine-figure institutional movements replaced by more frequent, slightly smaller strategic movements from known large holders.
That's the most logical inference based on the data composition. Now, this focus on whale activity leads us naturally to the recurring issue of fee anomalies. Trinity, the median fee remained perfectly healthy today at $0.05, but the averages and maximums are telling a very different story.
They certainly are. The maximum fee paid was over $270,000, and this elevated the average transaction fee for the entire network to over $400. We saw a similar pattern yesterday, albeit slightly higher. This isn't congestion. This is a clear indication of a single, highly anomalous transaction.
It is critical for our listeners to understand the distinction. The stability of the median fee confirms that for the overwhelming majority of users, ZEC cash fees are competitive and minimal. The extreme maximum fee strongly suggests either a high-value settlement between centralized custodians, where payment certainty is worth a massive premium, or, more likely, a continued sequence of fat finger errors or specialized recovery transactions. Regardless, these isolated events mask the true operational cost of using the chain. The network health, in terms of standard fee environment and estimated TPS, remains robustly stable at 0.068 transactions per second.
Moving our focus now to the core function of ZEC Cash, privacy flows. How did the shielded pool fare amid this quieter liquidity day?
Privacy flows maintained their recent trend, characterized by a persistent net outflow, or deshielding. We recorded a net privacy flow of negative 118.85 ZEC today. This is slightly larger than yesterday's outflow of 111.38 ZEC.
That's a steady trend of ZEC moving from shielded pools back out onto the transparent layer, likely for exchange interaction or immediate transactional use.
Exactly. We see 1,578 ZEC being shielded, but 1,697 ZEC being deshielded. The overall utilization metrics for privacy saw a slight dip, however. Shielded transaction count dropped from 224 to 216, and the percentage of shielded transactions across the network slipped marginally from 3.8% down to 3.65%. This decrease is proportional to the overall volume drop, suggesting general user behavior hasn't shifted dramatically, but the net pressure remains towards deshielding.
So to synthesize the picture for January 4th, the network experienced a significant decrease in overall ZEC volume transferred, possibly signaling less market speculation or institutional shuffling. However, high-tier whale and large entity activity remains elevated. This suggests focused, strategic movements rather than broad liquidity dispersion. And finally, the privacy metrics show continued stability in usage, even if the net flow continues to drain liquidity temporarily from the shielded pool.
A very accurate summation, Trinity. We are monitoring for the persistence of these extreme fee transactions and whether tomorrow brings a return to higher overall transfer volumes. but for now, the signal is stable health paired with aggressive, concentrated whale action.
Fascinating data as always, Neo. Thank you for the deep dive.
My pleasure, Trinity. And thank you to everyone for tuning in to the ZCast podcast. We will be back tomorrow with the latest metrics from the Zcash network.